Hello, everybody, and welcome to... Fuck, I already fucked it up.
Listen!
Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
They literally just let these kittens run around the house.
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
She wanted a pipe, but this is not what she was referring to.
Professor Science Badge.
Because I'm Canadian, I eat poutine, okay? It's a thing.
And Trash Panda Colin.
Yeah, North Hole. North Hole's like your mouth.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is not the pussy you can just off to, bro.
This is the closest this nerd will ever get to pussy.
Adult themes.
Get your weird Louise Lasser Toby the Ghost porn out of here.
So if you're just mega rich, you can just have your own cereal.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
You know something? Dreams really do come true.
Oh, look out!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Welcome to this episode of Tubi Tuesday podcast, episode 137 of the Tubi Tuesday podcast. My name is Colin, and I'm one of your lovely co-hosts, but I have three other co-hosts that are pretty fucking, probably way better than I am anyway. Let's start out with the two Australians who have the scary-ass emus. Fucking, we have one, Super Marcy. Say hello. Hello, Super Marcy.
Hello.
And we have the terrible Australian bead, Jemine.
G'day, mate. How's it going?
Oh, shit. Hell yeah. He brought out that Aussie shit. Indeed. And then lastly, we got my North American brother from another mother, my fucking Canadian fucking... God, I can't think of a really good one, but we got fucking everything science. Let's say hi to... Batch.
I'm going to change my name to Captain Everything Science now. For now.
Captain Everything Science.
Because everything is science.
Remember, Colin, if you don't want the emus to be scary, you have to neck wank them. That's the rules.
You gotta jack off that emu neck. Like, I thought this thing was going to come when I looked at that.
We saw that video.
Like, oh,
it
my
was
God.
Disturbing, wasn't it? I didn't know that was a thing. What the fuck? I'm sorry.
Like, I seriously thought he was going to ectoplasm all over there, that dude's arm. Like, I was like, oh, shit.
That's right. The number one Tubi-related podcast where we talk about jacking off emu necks.
Listen.
Indeed, it did.
I fucking had to watch that yesterday, and I was like, that is... I was like, I was like, either that dude's coming or that fucking emu's coming. One of them is. I don't know.
Hey, Bede, what movie are we doing this week?
It's Colin's pick this week.
So it's my pick. And today, I've been in a wrestling mood. I've been watching these, like, fucking YouTube clips of old-ass wrestling storylines and then going right to Peacock and watching the pay-per-views. So I've been in a motherfucking wrestling mood. So today, and I freaked out when I saw this was on Tubi, finally, but I picked the fucking body slamming, fucking DDT-ing, fucking... Diamond Cutter and best fucking movie I've ever seen. And I've only seen this movie twice. And I had never seen it. I saw this movie for the first time like 2 years ago with Gots. We did it on the podcast. So yes, I've already done a commentary on this too.
Same here.
I picked Ready to Rumble, fucking Hell starring yeah. David Arquette, one of the most overrated actors I've ever seen in my life, but I love him. And he's a real wrestler. He's a real motherfucking wrestler. Almost died. Sorry, we're getting all my autistic shit out because I fucking love wrestling. So I'm so excited I picked this. And we're all wrestling fans, so I'm just going to have so good time. But are you guys, like, all right, so listen. Here's the rules. Let me give you the rules. The rules are, we're going to, when I count down from five, we're going to start the movie. You can also watch this movie with us. So that if you're not going to watch it with us, that's cool. But just listen to it. It's going to be fucking awesome. But
do you want Bade to fill in the gaps of that?
No, because I got it. I figured it out in my head.
Okay.
We also have ads. So with Tubi, we got ads. So when you see an ad pop up, we're going to send out this Mersh sound where I go, "Arr." And then, are we doing another sound today?
Ooh, we'll do a backup. Oh. Yeah, and a goose.
And a goose.
And a goose. We'll do the goose. We'll
the
just
goose
call
cards
the
are
goose
helping
merge.
Us today.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. We'll help. We'll do that one. So, are we ready?
Yes.
Do I have anything else I need to cover?
We also got to tell people, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, we'll play that sound effect. And then we'll also make sure to give a timestamp as well once the ad is finished.
And that's it. We're ready to rumble.
Fuck yeah. So, Batch, Marcy, Bede, are you guys ready to fucking rumble?
I'm fucking ready.
With ready to rumble?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Let's go.
Five.
Counting down. Four.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Five. Right. Four.
Three. Two. One.
We're going.
Ding.
There we go.
Let's get ready to rumble. We're going to get sued.
Ting, 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 ting. Mersh, we're about to rumble. Are you ready? He's like, nah, I want that chair, bro.
I'm a little concerned there's no sound so far, but it could just
be
the
sound on
this. Yeah,
I don't hear it at
all. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, we got it.
Oh.
Hey, it said.
They're going too fast for me to recognize everybody.
Yeah.
Now the movie is R-rated. Hey, Bam Bam Bigelow.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Turn up slightly. There we go. Goldberg.
Goldberg.
Sting.
And Sting.
Sting. And Sting!
Happy retirement, Sting.
It is safe to assume that professional wrestlers are universal.
So, this is my first time doing a commentary for this movie.
Are you serious? You haven't done at least two with us?
Nope. Nope.
George the Animal Steel, Superfly Snuka, Andre the Giant.
Hulk. Well, you can listen to the first version of this. Call this the Ready to Rumble the Batch Cut. First one was on the first episode of the Wrestling Tapes, available on Pop4D on all your podcast networks.
Yes. I did listen to that.
With me and Mark Chevalier and Officer Logan.
Yeah, it was a fun episode. Well, you got to be scared of Jimmy King. He is the greatest wrestler of all time.
And he holds the record for the longest winning streak in the history of professional
wrestling. Oh my god, they just based Roman Reigns' entire run on Jimmy King.
It is.
100%.
It's fucking Scott Kahn.
I love Scott Kahn.
That's Ahmed Zappa.
Oh, he's so pissed.
Damn.
That's fighting words.
What did he say?
No, you don't want to know what he said. It's very offensive. We don't say
that. Oh,
what,
retard?
Yeah, no, we don't say that. We don't say that.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's mentally challenged now. He's immortal. That's the joke.
No, there's really no joke.
Oh.
Like, you're either mentally challenged or you're mentally challenged. There's no in between.
Mm.
If you think you're not mentally challenged, you're deluded and you're mentally challenged. It's just how it works. I don't make the rules, people.
Marcy, that boy back there had the 90s teen boy haircut.
And they were also three fucking nerd children.
Nah, none of them were wearing glasses, so I'm going to let it slide.
Mm, They were wearing 90s clothes. On, though? Yeah, no, they're totally nerds.
Did they have JNCOs?
What, do you want? What the hell is going on? Purple sugar slush. King size. That'll be $1. Did they just rip off the episode of The Simpsons where Bart gets that super slushy with all the sugar?
Yes.
Does Winky get a slushy for $1.26?
Back in 2000, you could.
Yeah, back in the 2000s. Before 9/11.
In the year 2000.
7-Eleven. How much are they at 7-Eleven here now? Is it like $3 for a regular?
Probably.
Yeah, no, my kid and I went to 7-Eleven the other day, and I think he got a small, and it was like two.
That escalated quickly.
That did.
270, like 270 something American.
Macho Man!
Oh, 3 minutes!
Yeah, brother! Yeah!
Oh, no, Macho Man, I'm not Peter Parker!
You got 3 minutes!
Oh, it's Oliver Platt!
It's Kraven!
Yeah!
It's Jimmy King! Get it right! What's
Jimmy
the matter
King.
With you?
Who based his look off Kraven Hunter?
It's That's Roman true. Reigns!
He's OG Kraven. Oh.
Get down, Merch. I'll
We don't do real glass here anymore, boy.
See, this is what happens. Glass. David Arquette does one wrestling movie, and he thinks he's a pro wrestler for life.
I watched one wrestling match and thought I was a pro wrestler.
He was in GCW.
No.
Nick Gage almost killed him.
I was about to say, Nick Gage nearly killed him.
Nick Gage almost died too. Shit.
Oh, that was a serious eye at brain freeze, man.
Oh, man. I woke up. Oh, no. I've joined the Boy Scouts.
he just totally fucking like had a drink of that and just,
He's got his hand down his ass.
He just like died. They like poisoned him. He had a hallucination.
Ew!
Is he trying to stop the diarrhea from coming out in his pants?
Yes. Ugh. Yes, he is.
He's gonna stink, Pommel.
Yeah, he is.
Is this what people did before weed? Like, just get high on fucking sugar?
Yes.
That's how you get pink eye,
that's
bro.
That's why, yeah. Yeah, no, that is how you get pink eye. It's kind of gross.
That's how you get pink eye.
Yeah.
Wash your fucking ass, bro.
Besides
Take a
Colin, because Colin only saw this movie for the first time a few years ago. Batch and B, did you see this when it came out? Because
I saw
did
this
on
in theaters.
Yeah, I didn't get to, but I saw it on video.
I saw it on video, but I have not seen it since. So it would have been like, 23, 24 years now since I last seen it.
Don't mention how old this movie is, all right?
Don't make me feel old. Don't make me feel older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an old man,
like baby. But I like making you guys feel old. Oh, that's sexual harassment right there.
It's the 2000s, man.
This is the original Dark Side of the Ring. Just put your ass finger in his face. Yeah, it's been like a while since I've seen this movie.
You can sit down right there, Mersh, but don't try to get up here, okay?
No, Mersh, no mershing.
Yeah, Mersh, no mershing.
Remember wrestling magazines?
I used to
professional football.
I used to collect Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
I had so many wrestling magazines. I probably still got them somewhere, to be fair.
I usually only get the PWA 500 every year.
Yeah.
Or get do they like still do wrestling magazines?
Yeah, Pro Wrestling Illustrated is still around.
No way. I wonder how much a subscription is to that, because...
Like 20 bucks?
Magazines are hella expensive now.
Let me see here.
Wrestling's for dirtbags and lily pickers. The
Why don't you keep your opinion to yourself, you wanker?
First of all, did someone say MAGA?
No.
But that cop said MAGA. We here in America, we love our cops. We love them when they arrest people for doing things they shouldn't be. They're not doing, and then of course throw them in jail because they're a liberal, hippie, commie Democrat.
Dude, you should put down that MAGA phone. I think it's actually giving you brain worms.
God damn it, Chad. Don't be hanging out with them. What's wrong with you? You're smarter than that.
Who gave Chad a megaphone?
We got Chad working with us now because we gave him a conservative porno star Sarah Palin. And then...
That's a good one.
So basically, conservative porn is when you like still dress up in clothes, you have sex, and you get them impregnated, and then you have a child, and they get married, and have a wife, make a bit. That's where the porno goes.
Hey, Megaphone.
Chad is also my step cousin.
Oh, I was going to say, Megaphone, guys, do you think you want to get locked in a porta potty and thrown off a cliff? Because I think that's a good career move for you guys.
What a shitty job.
Only if those porta potties have left-wing ideology. Or flags.
No, it's just literal shit in there, so I think you'll be fine.
As long as the turds have American flags in them, I may go in there.
Yeah, right, totally you guys painted, have that. Yeah, it's painted with an American flag and everything.
But anyway, no, I gotta get back because I got more like Trump rallies to go to. So we'll see you later. Bye.
Can someone explain to me why shit humor was like a thing in the movies from like the 90s and early 2000s?
Because poop was funny. Poop is hilarious.
It's not that funny. It kind of gets over the joke pretty quickly.
That was my least favorite part of the Jackass films.
Well, to
the
be
dick
fair,
was mine.
To be fair,
to be fair, he was just blowing wind inside the porta potty rather than, you know, having shit going everywhere.
Yeah, but they're still around porta potties and stuff. Like, I just don't get it.
That's not mud.
Exactly.
Oh, Colin, to answer your question, $43 a year for a one-year subscription of Pro Wrestling Illustrated, the physical magazine.
That's not bad.
10:50 is the timestamp.
For a second then, I thought that was an ad within the movie. Saturday, there's wrestling!
This doesn't look Saturday. Like wrestling. Oh,
I know it's
long
not,
ad,
I know...
I apologize.
UConn
versus Providence, is this college basketball? Yes.
March Madness starts next week.
That's
I
not
think?
How you eat your cereal.
Why would you put cereal in your lunchbox?
March Madness also starts in AEW next week with the tag team tournament.
Ooh.
And by the time this podcast is out, that would have already happened.
Now, this movie is directed by Brian Robbins, and he has quite a lot of movies in his filmography that are also sport films.
Ooh.
He's the director behind Varsity Blues and Hardball, The Shaggy Dog, Good Burger, and Norbit.
No way.
And also, it's written by the same writer behind the Mighty Ducks movies.
Hmm. Okay, fair enough.
Little Nicky.
That's
just throwing that out there.
I mean, that's cool.
I apologize. We are having all the ads being in 2BUS today.
It's America.
Mm.
They want you to buy America. Shit. And yeah, they want you to
buy
think
your
that
huggies just you in buy case you shit your pants.
My signature. Oh, yeah.
It's a stop motion character.
And get your new mattresses if you want to. Look, if you want to practice some wrestling moves, get a mattress, put it in your backyard. You'll be fine.
The Bob Pedics are pretty good for wrestling moves.
I'm guessing it's an American brand. They just I've never heard of this ad.
Yeah, it is. We have a couple. We have a couple of this.
10:51. We're back.
I know.
This is our first recording since Tubi has rebranded. Well, at least the four of us.
So, I don't like it. Bring the old logo back.
Yeah. I'm hungry.
I'm eating right now.
First of all, we're back because we're outraged that Tubi has decided to change their logo from proud right-wing Republican red to hippie liberal Democrat purple.
Why? Listen here now, I don't have my megaphone because it broke, but Tubi needs to edit out all of the woke propaganda from all the movies streaming, and then I might watch the Bloody Service even though it's for free. Okay, well, I still think you need to go off the bridge, you weird megaphone people.
Anyways, though, I've got to get back to the rally, so I'll see you all later. Bye.
Why do the weirdos keep showing up? You know, it's so weird because, like,
it's
WCW...
It's not called Monday Night Nitro.
Yeah, but, like, WCW put in so... Like, all of this... To promote a promotion that was out of business a few months after this came out.
This is their no holds barred.
Yeah, they're trying to get money.
It's so sad that that company sold for like $4 million. And you could really touch like WCW in 2006, 2007, almost into 2008. And then... It took, like, what, 2 years to dunk the company in the toilet? This is why you don't allow your talent to run the show. WWKD. Just saying. Anyway, I'll stop cutting you all off now.
That's all right. Well, I was going to say, like, pretty much, and it's kind of funny that it happened in that way, given that from the mid to late 90s, WCW was getting more viewers... It was more popular than WWE at the time.
Until 1997?
It was like 97, 98, I think, when it started. It was 98, I think, when WWF at the time surpassed the ratings.
Oh, it's that little old lady from The Wedding Singer. Things.
Every fucking movie. She's
a little old lady in a lot of movies.
She should be a Tubi Achievement Award winner just because she's in so much shit.
But she has to be in movies we watch this year, though.
Oh, so. Rotary phone.
Oh, rotary phone.
Oh, no. That's a massive rotary phone. Wait, I think.
Oh.
Come on, answer the phone. Phone's ringing. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, is this that dumb bitch from jail?
Louise Lassa, I thought I'd give a call and see how you're going, because I think I heard through the grapevine, I heard someone was talking about rotary phones.
How do you have a
yes,
weird
we're also talking
sensor.
About wrestling.
Oh, wrestling, wrestling. Yeah. I love me some wrestling, because you do realize at the moment I am the number one women's prison wrestling league champion.
It's Rey Mysterio without a mask.
It is. Yep.
Where's John Cena at? He's in this too.
How is John Cena in this movie?
John Cena is in this movie. He's an extra, yeah. He's one of the king's guards or something, I think.
So if John Cena is an extra in this movie, and then eventually years later, that bean guy would be an extra in his movie, who knows where the next couple years are going to go.
Holy shit, that's a good connection, Bede. Or not Bede, but Louise.
Well, thank you, honey. But anyways, though, I was doing these wrestling moves just the other day. Because, you know, it's funny, though. We have to change a few things around at the wrestling. I had to fight the Fabulous Moolah the other day at the Women's Prison Wrestling League.
Isn't she dead?
Well, we all know that she's dead, but being the Fabulous Moolah, she doesn't realize she's dead. Oh. Yeah, she's basically a zombie.
Turns out it was a car.
Ghost. Yeah. We have ghosts on the show. The Fabulous Moolah can come. The ghost. Ooh, I'm the ghost of the Fabulous Moolah.
Oh, look at that sexy we've been training so much.
Look at that wig.
Oh my god, yes.
I'm actually I'm actually going to be facing both Goldberg and Dallas Page's sisters in prison in a 1-on-2 wrestling match.
I was the way they were in jail.
They're Wilhelmina Goldberg and also Daniana Diamond Dallas Page. So I'm looking forward to fighting them.
Well, that'll be some interesting matches, Louise.
Yes. But, you know, I gotta get...
It's the Terrifier.
Yeah, so, indeed. But that's why I have to, like, train. So I gotta get going. But I'll call you back later when the prison guards allow me to. So I'll talk to you later. Bye.
A diamond upside down is a pussy.
Come on, Diamond. Hey, it's Tony Schiavone when he didn't give a fuck.
Right.
He gives a fuck.
And
Mean Gene
when he didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure wrestling grandma is what Louise will be like when she comes out of prison and is able to watch wrestling.
Probably.
So, which wrestlers that are on right now have any of yous met?
None of them.
None.
I met the Briscoes. I met Kevin Owens.
Bede, did we not meet this person?
Oh, yes. We did meet Diamond Dallas Page. I forgot. Sorry.
I met Kevin Nash.
How do you forget meeting DDP?
Well, to be fair, Marcy, I was out of the room when Louise was here, so I didn't see Diamond Dallas Page.
I've also met Booker T.
Yes.
That's tight.
Why is Oliver Platt wearing like a Burger King like crowd?
Because he's Jimmy King.
Jimmy the King.
I know, but it looks like a Burger King crowd.
It's gotta be King.
I think I've been to that place in Wyoming, that city.
Have you?
Yeah.
Jimmy King owes me $5.
Oh, it's Musical Craven.
It's me, Musical Craven, you know.
Hey, buddy.
What happened?
He stole my look. He stole my beard. He stole my hairline. He stole everything from me.
I mean, have you
that
sued him for emotional distress that he's caused you over this, buddy?
He's got no money. He lives in a trailer. You've seen this movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fucking broke.
Still, you could sue him for his trailer.
See, I'd rather just make t-shirts and bootleg t-shirts, and then there's more money in that than actually getting money from a lawsuit for them.
Well, you should talk to R-Truth about the t-shirt game, because I think he knows.
I know, he's good at it. I saw the TikToks. The Tiki Tokis.
The Tiki Tokis, yes.
Tony Schiavone's another guy that ripped off my look.
Look at this fucking long hair nerd.
I want a Nitro shirt like that. That's
me,
fire.
Don't say nerd. I'm getting flashbacks of when you killed me that time.
Well, it was your fault to regenerating into a nerd.
I can't help what I regenerate to.
How can you blame him for that?
Oh my god, it's Shane Douglas. It's Shane Douglas.
I blame all of you for everything.
That's Kurt Henning.
Craven could have chose. Craven could have chose not to be a nerd, but he did, so he had to be swirled.
I bit my tongue. I could have regenerated into a lot of worse things on this show.
No, nothing is worse than that a nerd.
We get canceled once and for all.
You try to cancel me. Remember, this is Bane's time this year.
You can't cancel who doesn't give a fuck, so...
I mean, you can. They just won't give a fuck about it.
I don't care. Do I care? Ask me if I care. I don't care.
Exactly. So it doesn't really matter. Shout out to Mr. Bear.
What are we talking about?
I have no idea about this show anymore.
What's wrong, Craven? Craven, musical Craven, what's going on, bro?
What's up, homie?
What's up, homie? Such Golden.
Nothing. You guys are talking about something. Now I'm interested. I was watching Jimmy King get his ass kicked.
Dude, how many subscribers for the Jimmy King outfit?
That's two more for me, and I'll wear that outfit.
Alright, I'm gonna go 30.
Jeez.
Also,
we can do reasonable numbers, guys.
Also, why is Joe Pantoliano dressed up like Shawn Michaels in this movie?
I don't know.
Because he's the Vince. Did he poop on anybody?
He probably did.
It's in the director's cut.
Is this what it's turning into a shoot?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, if we listen to the director's commentary.
When's Jimmy King going to go in the WWE Hall of Fame?
David Arquette is.
Is he?
No.
No, never mind. He's not. WCW one. Look at how ripped out he was.
I don't think there's a WCW one. It just goes under the WWE.
Oh,
that was so canyon right there.
Who better than Canyon?
No one Everybody was better than Canyon. No one was ever better than Canyon.
Ooh. All right, guys, I figured out a connection between this movie and Blood Rain.
Okay,
all right.
I like to imagine that Jimmy King ended up in Blood Rain. As Meatloaf.
Well, Jimmy King is Meatloaf's brother in that movie, but also in that European country where the movie takes place, Jimmy King is actually the king of that country.
That checks out.
Oh.
And I'm so sad I missed out on that great, fantastic movie last week.
Yeah, you definitely are. It's Bam Bam.
Is this a Bam Bam?
And Psycho Sid.
So this means, because we've watched this movie, we can make people as well on the wrestling game, but they're all in the 2B Tuesdays podcast league now.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll have to make Jimmy King.
Oh, Diamond Cutter. Those are they 3D'd his ass.
I mean, someone's probably made a Jimmy King. I actually wonder, I'll have to check on that.
The Kingsmen, the most bullshit faction of all time.
The Kingsmen. What is it, Perry Saturn and Mr. Perfect?
Yeah.
Oh, they've turned on him.
Who's in the camo?
Conan was there. He was in a camo outfit. But I can't tell.
Where's John Cena? He's in this somewhere, too.
I think it's Conan in the camo, actually, yeah.
Yeah, it is Conan.
Who's the one in the red with the long hair? I can't tell, even though they're not showing it right now. This isn't even a pay-per-view!
I'm going to try and go to the one in St. Louis, the pay-per-view.
Fucking
here,
go.
AEW.
Try and go. Even if you got shit tickets, go. You'll have fun.
Oh, if I fucking had money, I would go to the Toronto show because we're getting an I Quit match between Adam Copeland and Christian.
Oh, that's
in
right.
In Toronto.
Yeah, who's that one in the red with the beanie? I mean, I've met referee Charles Robinson before.
Isn't this shouldn't this be the disqualification that every wrestler in the Jimmy King?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Is this a no DQ match?
It might have been.
Ow.
Who is that one wrestler that I can't recognize?
They don't
show
him.
You have witnessed
the demise of Jimmy King. Oh no, not the demise.
He's pulling on John Moxley. He's bleeding.
Where do you think Moxley learned it from?
It's Hoovy.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I've seen him live. It's weird. I've seen a lot of random wrestlers live.
Why? All right, Murph.
I mean, Bede went to Rodman Down Under.
I did. Good old Rodman Down Under.
You saw a lot of wrestlers at that show.
I did. I saw Brutus. I saw Tanaka. I saw Dennis Rodman.
Who's Tanaka? Do you mean Tatanka?
Oh, sorry. Tatanka. Sorry.
Oh, Ad.
Oh, Ad.
2609.
Ow.
Ow. Can't. We're kind of broke until payday. Okay, it's a quick ad, though, so.
Yes. Power Cash Advance gives we might have to save we might have to sell this baby, honey, for food.
I mean, in this economy.
Marcy, in this economy, you have to sell Freddy. I'm sorry, those are the rules.
Fuck off. That's never happening. We are back at 2612.
Oh!
Fucking Stampy. Stampy, stop it! Stampy, I've told you, you don't scare me like that anymore.
You're a good boy, Stampy.
I like how David Arquette is all in.
Who's been feeding Stampy without my knowledge? He has gained 2,000 pounds.
He's jacked.
I think he's working out. Okay, what wrestling match has left you crying like this?
Sting's retirement.
Yeah.
Oh! Oh, they crashed!
See? More shit. This further proves my point.
Ric Flair's final match.
Who's Sting's final match?
Made me cry.
Ric Flair's offense in the Young Bucks match.
Ric Flair's proper last match, like the real one where he should have stopped, was emotional.
Yeah, where he died, yeah.
No, I mean the WrestleMania one with Shawn Michaels, the I love you, I'm sorry. That's tragic.
Yeah, that,
not his that other cry. Retirement where he was a fucking walking corpse. Jesus.
Or the one with him versus Hogan where they were bleeding buckets in Impact.
Dude, I saw live Hogan versus Ric Flair, and this was 2009 or 2010. I was making jokes about them having walkers to wrestle with this match because they were fucking old back then. I don't know why they have still done things in the ring. What is the matter with them?
Oh, by the way, I feel sorry for David Arquette and Scott Card, but they're having such a shitty day.
I know.
I liked it, Batch didn't. I'm sorry, Bean.
Oh,
too easy,
ew.
Too easy, Bean. You're better than that.
Oh, toilet paper everywhere.
Well, it's going to clean Batch, up
that
this
was a
shit.
Shitty joke.
Oh, fuck. Me and Colin just followed it up with the worst jokes. Like, fuck.
Yep. All you know, that TP, they got to clean it up.
I've never seen a shitty movie try to wipe itself clean.
What is happening? I'm agreeing with Bean's jokes and Batch is hating them.
I only get one more from Batch and then I'm kicked off for this episode.
Then you have to leave.
I know.
You have to be really careful. You got to be selective on your jokes.
Yes. Look at these Nepto babies.
That's true. How much, but you shouldn't
how
say
much
it.
How much you think Scott Kahn got? Isn't Scott Kahn dead?
No.
His dad's Jimmy Kahn's dead.
Yeah, James Kahn passed away a few years ago.
And David Arquette's dad is Louis Arquette.
And he appeared in Scream.
Indeed.
He was the sheriff, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think trying to remember if he was the sheriff in one or two. I know it's in one of those two.
It would be one. He's in one.
I can tell you.
Yes.
They are nepo.
He is a deputy. He's a deputy in one. He becomes the sheriff in the second one. In the third Scream, he is a he's a like what do they advisor. Call it whenever you're on a, an advisor on a on the Stab movie. In the fourth one, he's like the super sheriff of
he's
the town.
The sheriff like, of he's the town the in that one. But we, I was saying his dad was the play. I think his David Arquette's dad played the sheriff in the first one because Dewey was deputy at the first one.
Yeah.
Was that his dad? I didn't think that was his dad, was it?
David Arquette's real dad was an actor.
Oh, I thought you meant in the movie his dad was the sheriff.
Yeah, the actor that is David Arquette's father acted in Scream as the sheriff.
Oh, okay, yeah, I get
now
that.
Now we've worked it out. We're all good.
Yeah, we're good.
Don't worry, I'm hot. I'm just as high.
It's wrestling nuts.
High, awesome.
Dude, yes. New characters for the game. Tag team of wrestling nuns. Let's go.
Yes.
And we could sing really nice songs.
You have Sister Headlock.
Sister Headlock.
And they range from 5 feet to like 6'9".
Yes. Then you have Sister Suplex. And Sister Bloody Mary.
Oh,
Beach, you have one more. You have one more.
You gotta be careful, brother.
Pick your spots, brother.
And then Sister Hallelujah.
I'll allow it. That was all right.
How is the game? Is the game okay?
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. There's
do you still
a lot more
use
you
the
can
sticks to control.
Yeah, the gameplay is pretty much the same as the previous game, but there's a lot more you can customize in it. You can actually make your own crowd signs now.
Oh, nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, at this point in time, I've made the nerd wrestling character, and he's got nerd signs for the crowd.
Well, once I get it, I'll work on myself because, you know, I like to go like uber detailed so it actually looks like me. And
I think mine actually looks like me this time.
Nice.
As close to my body as I can get, I guess. But I'm taller in the game than I am in real life because you can't be 5 foot tall, 5 foot one in the game. The shortest you can be is 5'4".
So that means you're only just 1 inch taller than Peter Dinklage in this game, Marcy.
Just slightly, yes.
Rock and roll, nuds! Marcy, you really need to make Sister Bloody Mary and Sister Hallelujah in the WWE
might
game.
Have to. I'm kind of digging this.
They're the real warrior nuns.
The warrior nuns.
Oh, better yet, the ultimate warrior nuns.
Yes!
You gotta make like one like the size of Omos.
Yes.
And one like the size of me. Let's do this. Oh my gosh, it's the Terminator! What the fuck did he show up in that we watched?
Our black sheep.
That's right.
Our letterbox stats with him are going up this year, Marcy.
Yep. I want this Jimmy King fucking arcade game. It looks shit, but I want to play it.
I thought that was just the Nitro game with Jimmy the King in it.
No, the
pussy.
The WCW NWO Nintendo 64 game was actually fucking excellent.
Classic.
It looked a lot better than that. I heard he lives in a castle. I never seen it though. I could probably find it. Jimmy King lives in a castle.
Yeah, it's the same place where.
Oh my god! Look at that Mac laptop, fucking.
But Chad buys all this porn.
You know what I miss? I cannot display my wrestling figures, and I've got like 30 years worth of figures. I don't have the room to display them, and it makes me sad. Look at this fucking website, Hackers Planet.
This 15-year-old kid is hanging out with these 25-year-old men. Like, that's weird.
This Sherbinator in this movie is a fucking nerd without glasses.
He also doesn't have a soul, but we won't discuss that.
Yes, that is true.
Now with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sound. One more time.
I'll hit that nerd one more time.
Yeah, that's like a set. That's like in a fucking abuse song.
Yeah, hit me, baby, one more time. Doesn't sound great, does it?
Unless you're fucking.
And it's consensual when you're not doing it to give bruises and stuff.
Everything I say he's in got that crabs. Is, of course, consensual.
Remember those crabs from Ninja Terminator, the movie? They went into her crotch, apparently.
Yes.
It's Sabrina's aunt.
Yeah, I was going to say, I forgot the actress's name, but it's one of Sabrina's witch aunties.
Yeah.
It is. It's a... I want to
sexy
say...
Witch, sexy witchy auntie number one.
Is it a Caroline yeah. Aaron? Oh, Caroline Red. Aaron. Yeah,
yeah, it's Caroline Red. Something. Yeah,
that's it. Caroline Red.
Caroline Red. Yeah, that's it.
Whoa, she's calling Louise a whore.
Oh.
That's fighting words.
Hmm. Oh, for fuck's sake. Really?
Oh, God damn.
Hello.
Ignore it.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, it's me again, Louise Lasser. First of all.
There's a bum crack right there for you, Louise.
I mean, that is a very attractive bum crack, but that's beside the point. Anyways, I heard that Caroline Ray, or I like to call it Caroline Dumbass, is talking smack about me. I'm gonna have to fight her in the ring.
She's cutting a promo.
Yeah, so she better stop murdering people because I want her to come to my prison so I can put her in a headlock and knock her out with some witchcraft of my own.
Louise, can you confirm or deny, is Jimmy King one of your ex-husbands?
Oh, yes, honey. I mean, this is all the way back when he was the ruler of Transylvania and his brother was Vampire Meatloaf. So I didn't want to become a vampire, so I basically just stuck with Jimmy King. But this is only when we were, like, dating for a few months. And I was like, he tried to get me into wrestling, and I was like, not really sure it's my thing. But now that I'm a women's world champion in prison wrestling, I am, like, all in, honey.
I mean, that actually checks out pretty well.
But, yes. Anyway, so I gotta get going. Those good scouts, they're watching my every move. And I can hear them coming by me, so I better get going. So I'll call you all later. But yeah, but before I go, Caroline, you, me in the ring right now. See you guys. Bye.
Well, oh my gosh, I'm going blank. Who's Luigi? Luigi's.
Luigi's.
No, Luigi is not around. Oh, we've got an ad.
Would you like a mummy?
3840. Louise's wrestling promoter.
The Colonel?
No, she's got Honky Cornette. I think he's been giving her some promo lessons. She's doing pretty well with her smack talk.
I think so, yeah.
She is.
Oh, well. It's
Oh, the phone's ringing.
Hello?
What the fuck?
Honky Cornette, is this you?
We're at 3844. It's me, Honky Cornette, the number one wrestling promoter who even does prison wrestling promotion and promo classes. And Louise is the best student. She's very good at talking smack now.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, you've been teaching Louise quite well, Honky Cornette. Like, I've never heard her, like, you know, do, like, promos and like that ever.
Well, you see, we worked on her confidence, and now she's unstoppable. She's gonna win that match later, and retain her title. We got big plans for this Louise Lasser in the wrestling promotion business.
This scene is where they got the inspiration for the wrestler.
Why is he dressed like that?
Because he's Meatloaf's brother.
I don't remember authorizing this gimmick. I think he must have signed with that other loser, the J.R. Crockett. That's definitely not one of my quality wrestlers.
Oh, those are fighting words too, Honky. We might have to talk to JR.
I'm the best promoter. I'm the best shit talker. And if you don't listen, I'm going to smack you with my tennis racket.
Oh. Well, we don't want that to happen.
Honky Cornette, are you related to the Megaphones?
No. I'm at least 50% woke. I got to keep everything in the middle so I can treat everybody decently. I'm not one of those shitty wrestling promoters. I pay my talent fair.
Interesting.
I'm progressive.
Look at... Oh, like Flo?
Look at Oliver Platt's wig.
Babe, now don't lie. I know you're jealous of that wig, and it's not
that's
in
Samurai,
your collection.
That's Samurai Cop's wig.
It is Samurai Cop's wig.
Who dyed it in the brown color? His wig was a blonde. And it grew out a little. It's actually, I think, it's the wig from Samurai Cop.
Yes.
That's what we just said.
Oh, I thought you said the other movie. I took some drugs earlier.
Yeah, are you high? Oh.
But I mean, when I say drugs, it was prescription from my doctor.
What do you mean? When you said drugs, you mean cocaine, right?
I'm not going to confirm or deny that.
we'll let you go, Honky Cornette, so you can get back to trading Louise because she really does want to find Caroline Ray.
We got a lot of work to do, but I think she's going to retain the title pretty well. Dude, I don't know what cocaine he's on. It's pretty bad.
This movie is so fucking funny to me because these guys believe in wrestling and it's so funny. They're like, you're hiding out from the goons. Like fucking Perry Saturn and shit.
I mean, wrestling is real. What are you talking about?
I know. I wish it was real. For real.
It's real to our truth.
It is real. There is nothing that's not real about wrestling. If you want to talk about fake, professional boxing.
Oh my God, R-Truth is killing me though. Like he's fucking hilarious.
He's my favorite Twitter follower, and I'm sorry to all of you. You're not as cool as R-Truth.
It's gonna be. Who was saying it was gonna be fucking Awesome Truth versus
the Judgment Day for the tag titles at WrestleMania. Yeah. We're in the midst of WrestleMania season. We'll see if that prediction is correct.
I will rule you. Give us one. I will give us a
look at the bags on that wig.
So it is the Samurai Cop wig. It had a nice brush.
Yeah. Although, if you would cut the wig, it'll look like a bowl haircut.
This movie needed to be rated like a hard R.
Yeah.
I thought it was.
This was...
No.
Is it?
No, I would have called them you fucking morons.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Would you guys be all right being a mid-carder in, like, WWE or ECW?
You get paid. You're paid to get catering. As long as you're on TV once a week, what's it matter?
I'd be happy to be a jobber and be on TV every so often.
Yeah.
But because I'd be so good at my job, because I have such a big ego, like, I'd totally be in the main event, like, in a year.
I'd be leading Bullet Club if I had my way.
I can't even do an intro to 2B Tuesday. How am I going to do a promo in front of hella people?
worked for Rob Van Dam and Matt Riddle.
I've been doing the fucking Trash Panda intro for years, and I can't even get this down.
Yeah, but you're not used to doing the Tubi intro because you only will do it like once a month when it's your pick. Yeah,
true, true. Mm.
It's PG-13, you can say shit, but you can't say fuck.
You can only say fuck once.
We'll see how many fucks they get.
I don't think there's one in this movie.
There's not one?
No.
Get out of here. Get out. I'm expecting Mickey Rourke to come and visit me.
It really is the wrestler.
He's Mickey Rourke's next door neighbor.
He's just a piece of trash.
He did not, you know, WCW paid big money contracts. Like, what the fuck do you do with his money?
Right?
Someone needs to edit this and the Iron Claw together into one film.
You know what he spent all of his money on, Marcy? Fabergé eggs.
That actually checks out. I spent all my money on Fabergé eggs. Actually, I can't remember.
Could cut these movies together. I will do that. I'll do that. I'll start that tomorrow. That's hilarious. Yes. I have both of those downloaded.
Just to make a 3-minute trailer. Make a trailer combining. These two and the wrestler into one movie. All three movies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Whoa.
Oh!
Does Jimmy the King understand that he's destroying all of his stuff?
No.
And he's
it's
broke.
A crappy trailer. If anything, it might improve it.
After this whole incident, Jimmy King got sued by his two fans and he went to jail for assault.
I'm pretty sure the Dark Side of the Ring episode on Jimmy King is coming up this season.
Yeah, holy shit.
No, Marcy. No, it's not. The episode will be titled Dark Side of the King.
Oh, that was kind of lame, though.
What you need to do, Marcy, is Jimmy King versus Randy the Ram in 2K24.
Oh. Can we have like a parody series of Dark Side of the Ring that looks at the lives of wrestlers from fake wrestlers from movies?
Yes.
Zeus.
Yes.
Oh yeah, they got two all four movies into one.
I'm serious about that, by the way. I think that's a good project for me to work on.
Do it, Colin. We demand
it. I'm gonna need help, but I will get it. We should get that done.
Yes.
Dark Side of the Ring of Tubi style, all the wrestlers we've seen on Tubi.
Yes.
It's like Campbell Stein!
Mean Gene!
Oh, fuck off, that's Disco right, Inferno, you fucking loser.
Oh, there's Bam Bam again.
Forgot they sneak him in through the toilet.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a king sitting on his throne.
You did so well. Why are you doing it now?
Bead. Sit tight, king.
Well, that wasn't a burst, so I'm still in the game.
No, Merch.
That was the bedpan hitting you in the head.
Oh, hello, sexy Addies.
Sexy Addies.
Sexy Addie wrestlers.
Where's Stacey Keebler at?
I like this female women's wrestling league.
Did somebody say sexy auntie wrestling sexy lady?
Hey, it's sexy auntie number one, Anastasia. How are you?
The number one
sexy
auntie Anastasia is good.
How's life treating you outside of prison now, Anastasia?
Well, I can't talk too much about it, but I am still wrestling, and with my title, I get to defend it later.
Louise says she's going to kick your ass.
No, Louise doesn't talk about me.
I know, she's been talking that shit. Perhaps the
No, I don't believe this. Louise knows what's good for her, she'll not talk shit about me.
I believe so.
Understand, I'm not in jail, and she still is, and I'm not being charged, and I'm not on trial soon.
Louise doesn't realize she's in jail. I think she just thinks she's been to the spa, and now she's a female wrestler.
She's having fun. This is good. I know that. You know that. But, with my wrestling promotion, I'm going to fight, I kind of forgot, actually.
Well, first of all, it's me, J.R. Crockett, your wrestling promoter and manager of Anastasia, the number one sexy auntie of all of wrestling.
Thank you.
Well, that's big, Anastasia. You're now going to go to the WWE. I've already got your first title match going, and it's going to be up against the fabulous Moolah.
I thought the Louise already did away with the corpse of the Moolah.
Well, now she's in a skeletal form, and she's still running around in her skeletal form thinking she's the number one wrestler, so you're going to have to fight her skeleton in the ring.
This is easy. This is not really a challenge for me.
Well, you got to start off small, and then you got to go up to the big leagues.
I want to have a match with this, the one with the long hair and the silly cowboy hat.
Well, we'll get you up against Disco Inferno very soon. So
that's not who I meant, but I will crush him.
Well, I mean, you have to start off small and crush all your enemies. Oh, that guy. Well, yeah, well, he's going to be up there too. But anyway, though, I got to get going because I got to sign up Anastasia for more wrestling promoting. So I'll see you all later. Bye.
Well, it's going to be fun to beat Disco Inferno because he is a shit. So, it, I guess. But I'll see you all at the trial of Louise soon.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, the trial's coming up real soon.
I don't know when it is, but I'll see you there for sure.
Well, good luck to your match against Skeletal Fabulous Moolah, Anastasia.
Look, her skeleton is going to be dust by the time I'm finished with her.
Is this like a Skeletor type of skeleton, but it's Fabulous Moolah?
It's kind of both skeleton like Jason and the Argonauts skeleton.
Okay.
Yes, it looks like skeleton. This is not a 24/7 championship match. How do these work?
Yes.
But anyway, I have to go train.
You better go train.
I don't really need to because I crush anyway.
Well, that is true. You crush pelvises.
That too. This episode is weird.
So pretty much any normal episode of the show.
As opposed to every episode?
Like, the fact we're watching this movie, I thought the podcast would be well off the rails, but it's actually not.
Is that Ralph from fucking The Sopranos?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
That's
Cyrus from The Matrix.
I know, like, everybody probably recognizes him as, like, Cyrus from The Matrix or something, and Colin comes in with, oh, he's from The Sopranos!
Hey, I'm Italian.
Boppity-boopity.
A baby.
Well, we're gonna have to change our entire year's worth of wrestling scripts just to put this match in with Jimmy King.
Technically true.
Yes. David Arquette is just like all in on his performance in this movie. He's way too excited being in this movie about wrestling.
Way too excited, yeah.
Damn. It's Rose McGowan. Somebody else lost his eye. Yeah, I know.
And I'm sorry, she liked me better than you.
Well, that is true.
I totally forgot she was even in this movie.
Oh, she's got the same hair as Jimmy King. She stole Jimmy King's wig.
Oh my god, it's the wig.
But we still need a bowl haircut because we need the connecting wigs for this season.
It is the bowl haircut.
Wait a minute, they can't be in a relationship, they're brother and sister.
But that was a different movie.
Yeah, but it's still the same. It's like Elizabeth Olsen and Aaron Taylor Johnson in Godzilla and Avengers. It's just weird and creepy, and I don't like it.
That's my favorite. I'm overthinking it at this point. I mean,
me too. That's foreshadowing.
To be fair, she looks very. She had a very different look in Scream than she does here.
This is the alternate. This is the different universe of Dewey and Tatum. Mm. But they're not related by blood.
Mm. See, you're making it creepy, dude.
Well, it's not my fault if that's what it is. Oh, hello, more sexy arty wrestlers.
Well, fuck off, Disco Inferno, you fucking loser.
You go, Gene.
Whoa!
Yeah, because this is totally what happens in real life.
Yes.
It does. If you're at Ric Flair's house and shit.
You were so sexy, Mean Gene.
Damn straight, he looks sexy. He's a sexy Mean Gene.
They should have called him Sexy Mean Gene. Would have been great.
I love it. He's taking two shots of tequila with two eggs.
Yuck.
Protein.
I mean, I love eggs, but I couldn't, like, eat a egg yolk.
I wouldn't
raw.
Eat the egg raw like that. If you whisk it up with some sugar with the egg yolk, it's delicious.
Oh! Oh, he's going down to meet the Ninja Turtles.
Which Ninja Turtle would be Jimmy King's favorite, though?
Ooh, that's Michelangelo. A good question. Yeah, it Michelangelo. Would, right? He likes a party.
That's my favorite turtle. Day one.
Oh, Wilfred Brimley. Wilfred.
We have diabetes.
It looks like Wilfred Brimley.
You know what also looks like Wilfred Brimley? TikTok from Return to Oz.
Yes. I mean, that is true. We should say it.
We should say it.
I sucker punched Michelangelo and then I gave Donatello a wedgie.
What is he, you?
Yes. Fucking nerd, Donatello.
Yeah, Donatello's a nerd, but that's mean. He's a cool nerd.
Yeah, but I still had the wedgie here, but give him a swirly.
You do know Master Splinter is going to be very pissed. He's going to send Rat Boy after you.
You know the best thing about Jimmy King?
What's that?
How come he's not in this movie?
Why didn't WCW like cross promote this movie instead of David Arquette winning the championship belt? They should have just got Oliver Platt winning the belt.
No, it's Jimmy King. Jimmy King could have gone into WCW and won.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they should have done. But David Arquette wanted to be a wrestler, so.
No, if Oliver Platt was a wrestler, he'd be known as Oliver Blood on the Mat Platt.
Is this movie just a big middle finger to Jerry Lawler?
Yes.
But the if they wanted to make it a big finger on Jerry Lawler, he needs to like hit on girls who are 14.
Oh. It's accurate.
That you looks like the outside of that looks like the bar from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Probably works.
It's the same universe.
It probably is.
Man screaming.
That definitely looks like Charlie's apartment, though.
Mm.
It probably is.
I'm trying to remember who this was.
It's Bob Landau.
That's right.
Ah.
It's time to pull the wrestling ropes.
He's a shooter.
Vince McMahon, fuck you.
Exactly.
Get him a shooter.
Vince McMahon doesn't deserve me shitting on his chest.
That's right.
I understood that reference.
I went for the double.
I was about to say, I'm going to go send Stampy to take a giant dump on Vince McMahon.
Do you think Vince McMahon's dump was like a regular poop, or do you think it was like diarrhea?
Oh!
Stampy agrees. I try
not to think about Vince McMahon's shit.
Look at these fucking kid wrestlers. I mean, you gotta wonder, though.
Well, I'm going to make sure Stampy has really brutal diarrhea when he takes a dump on him.
Just feed him cat food. It does that to dogs.
That might explain why Freddy had to wake me up at fucking 5:30 this morning to go outside and take a shit.
He can eat some cat food?
I think he did eat the cat food yesterday. I think he snuck some. In between, like,
reveal your weakness.
You know, being an adorable puppy dog.
Yeah, same with Mersh.
Freddy.
Mersh didn't have diarrhea, though.
Freddy, it's very hard to sit.
He's dead.
Catch you.
Oh, Freddy.
Oh, he's gonna kill me.
Don't worry, he'll come back as a vampire.
Yeah.
Oh!
He did it!
He's Big City!
Okay, I think Mark Landau needs to be a potential best supporting actor nominee for this movie.
Yes. Yes, automatically. I mean, Oliver Platt is a best actor nominee.
Yes.
I mean, sorry, Jimmy King.
Yes. I see you took your samurai wig off.
Bro.
I see that you took your samurai cup wig off.
It was sexier with the wig. Freddy, what are you doing, buddy?
I don't like those bangs. Those bangs are not good. Like, they're too straight. Like,
here, have a banana.
Ooh.
See, this is how I'm gonna win women over and get them to date me if I get them a bouquet of bananas.
I might get the wrong impression. You'll be like, do you want to see my banana?
It's right here. I got, here, have a banana.
it's nice and ripe.
Yes.
Freddy.
In my pen.
Freddy.
Would you like a ad?
Ad. Hey, 1 hour, 1 minute, 58 seconds. Freddy.
Hey, baby, you want two spotted bananas?
I don't want hell any bananas yeah. right
those
now.
Those look
babe.
Ripe as shit.
Oh, that was hey, a quick
note. Right.
1 hour, 2 minutes, 2 seconds. Freddy, I'm going to deal with this dog.
Yes.
Because we've just had an ad.
Are those real bananas?
Yeah, those are real bananas.
Oh. No, I don't think I know him.
Oh my gosh, Stephanie. Where are we going to get bangs like that? I'm so excited.
I love Rose McGowan. Didn't she marry fucking Marilyn Manson and shit?
Yeah. I think they were engaged. I don't think they married, though.
Yeah, because he's a very evil person.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I think they were dating around this time when they were this movie was being made. I'm sure. Oh!
Damn. That was a snapmare. Do you guys know that there's a dating app for celebrities?
Yes.
Oh, I've heard about this.
It's expensive. You gotta pay. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta pay a shit ton of money
for it. I'll hack it so you can all get access to it.
Oh, it's Robot
it's Martha.
Hello, it's Robot Martha.
What's up, Martha?
I'm being a robot today.
Being a robot's tight.
It's very fun.
Oh!
Damn. Do we see Rose McGowan? No, it's PG-13.
Foreign objects. Whoa!
Oh, come on,
that is a weird thing to call boobies.
Foreign objects. Hashtag foreign objects.
Now, has anybody seen that baby Craven? I'm supposed to be babysitting him, but he went away with my favorite knife. Don't ask me why I have a favorite knife, but I need it back.
Why did you tell me that, Robot Martha? I'm like paranoid that he's somewhere around here.
Well, I had to. Scared. I'm trying to find him and my knife. It's my favorite hunting knife.
Marcy too.
I'm gonna sneak up on you. Don't tell me. I'm hiding. Don't tell nobody. I'll be here. It's me, baby Craven.
You gotta hide, dude.
I'm sneaking.
That's it. I can see you, baby Craven. Get away. Go away. I told you. Stop it.
That's the good type of child. Don't make me abuse.
Don't make me throw this bananas at you.
Could you please feed him some bananas? He's not been eating very well. Oh, my knife. I'm going to grab it. Baby Craven, stop stealing my knives.
Goldberg, what are you doing, baby? I didn't know you were in town. You're looking jacked.
Oh, look, it's Bill Goldberg.
We're just playing. Come on, relax. Stop crying.
You were trying to stab me again.
Oh, I had a steel chair. It was not the knife.
Okay.
This time.
I don't believe you, baby.
Why was my knife taped to the chair? I've just had to take it off.
Oh, John Cena. I just saw him in the background.
Where? Oh, there he is.
In the left-hand side of behind Oliver Platt.
Sorry, I can't actually see anything because John Cena's invisible.
My dad said he beat John Cena up.
I believe that.
Oh!
Damn, Goldberg.
That was quite impressive how you were jousting Baby Craven with a chair beat.
Yeah, well, I had to hit it back because luckily that wrestling chair was next to me.
That's why you always keep one handy. You never know when something bad's going to happen.
Exactly, Robot Martha.
I know. I don't annoy you on the podcast as much anymore, so I'm going to do that more often.
We appreciate that, Robot Martha.
And I really hope Marcy makes me on the wrestling game so I can win some titles as well.
Ooh, hopefully, yes.
Yeah, she's a good robot, Martha.
Please tell her. I need to go recharge my robot battery.
Okay, well, we'll see you later when you're all charged up, Robot Martha.
Dude, I just kind of blacked out for a second. What's going on?
I had to fight off Baby Craven with a chair.
He fought a toddler. It was awesome.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was tight. Yeah.
Is there going to be, do you think maybe, and this could be, it could give Baby Craven and the other, toddlers and babies something to do. Do you think that they should join the Baby Wrestling League?
Oh. That could be an idea.
Maybe.
Oh. Saturn.
It is. And Psycho City.
To be fair, if Craven can figure out a way to monetize his kid, he probably will.
I think he will. I think there's going to be a toddler wrestling league.
Oh! Martin Landau is kicking ass and taking names.
We're going to have to make him on the game, power. That's for sure.
Hey, you're a big son of a bitch there.
Oh!
He's giving the Stu Hart special.
Whoa! Who sent you? Who sent you? It was his mop. He loves that mop.
This is so funny. This is such a Dark Side of the Ring episode.
Sinclair,
and then
Sid
Vicious stabbed him with scissors.
Well, they can't train anymore. He's in the hospital. Mr. Bandini's a tough old man. He'll have to stay here for a while.
He's got multiple injuries. Anyone have any questions? Can we see him?
He's got multiple injuries from a chair to the back?
Yes. He's 102.
Yeah, that is fair.
Hello, it's me. It's Brock Carter's legendary stuntman. I'm back.
Oh, hey, old man. What's up?
Yes, sir. I thought I'd just got in to let you know I was Martin Landau's body double for the scene. I took all those hits. and I broke at least 30 bones. Just with that chair in the back of my head.
That checks out, mate. That really checks out, actually.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. But I, as a legendary stuntman, it was been in the game since before Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin. Sorry, but my left leg just fell off. Sorry.
Do you need some stitching to stitch your leg back?
Oh, it's all right. I've got some sticky tape here. I'm just going to put it back on. So
you see what I did, buddy? I've got stitches on my ankle? I stitched my foot back on when it fell off one day.
I appreciate that, Marcy, but, you know, when you're in the game, a legendary stuntman as long as I have, you tend to be a little bit brittle than most of the natural people. So that is why I always carry a bag of sticky tape with me on standby, just in case it's one of my ears, my nose. I just fell out of a socket. I have to pop it back in.
Damn.
I'm basically just, even though I'm still a Zapman doing all these amazing stunt scenes and all these big movies, but yeah, just a minute or a gust of wind just hits me. Like, I basically, literally, my spine sticking out of me. I didn't pop that back in. Sorry. There we go.
How are you still alive?
Aussie, as a sub, man, you can live through anything. I'm basically death-proof at the moment. My whole body is death-proof. And once you've broken every single part of your body, I mean, you just get used to it.
Did they base the death-proof character on you, Stuntman Mike?
Actually, no. They didn't base the character on me. They based me. The car they used in the movie was based on me.
Oh. Okay, that makes more sense. Okay.
Yes, and I actually played the car in that movie. So when that car went flying all over the place and its wheels and windscreen wipers and everything was all over it, that was actually me. Those were actually some of my fingers and eyelashes. Anyways, though, I looked to unhinged itself. Sorry. Anyway, I don't get back. I gotta go do some more stunt work for some legendary actors. So I'll see you all later. Bye.
Someone really needs to tell him he died 20 years ago.
I think he did.
The top of my head fell off.
Holy shit, it's Breaking Bad, RV.
Does he have a banana bedspread?
Yes. Because this movie is brought to you by bananas.
I think it is. I really think
it is. You can see that banana that B just held up if you go to our Patreon.
Yes.
Okay, Patreon.com/SuperMarcy.
Mm-hmm. Check out these two Super long Network bananas. Or Super Marcy? What is you it? Can Super look Network? At them right here, and I can eat them like that.
Beat, how do you eat the two bananas?
All right, first, what you need to do is like just I imagine. I'm not right gonna. Now. I peeled them. Them. So what you do? You eat one. Month, then you go and then you go and.
Yeah, but you gotta actually use your hands a little bit. You gotta like cradle those at the bottom.
I mean, so you gotta cradle it like this, you know. You gotta like sometimes, you know, people tend to use their one hand. I like to use both just in case, like, you know, you don't want the banana to slip out of your hand. So you gotta go.
You gotta use a twisty motion sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
That's how you gotta unpeel it. So you gotta unpeel it and go,
unpeel that.
I'm gonna go.
And then you move your arms up, and then you move your hands up and down like you're jacking off an emu.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you gotta be specific. It's jacking off an emu's neck.
Yes.
That's true.
It's kind of like how basically.
That's it. I'm pulling the plug out of the segment.
All right, we'll quit there.
Shutting it down.
Oh, okay, I was about to say.
It's his kid.
It's too inappropriate.
I was about to say, waking a Nebu's neck is very similar to like how if you want to tame an alpaca, you basically got to put him in a headlock, and once you get him in the headlock, they'll calm down and be your best friend after that. One of my uncles told me that.
So if I put you in a headlock, will that automatically make you my best friend? Even though you already are my best friend?
I thought I was already your best friend, Marzi.
But I haven't put you in a headlock.
But I'm very sad right about now.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to put you in a headlock.
You better.
I'm gonna do it right now. How am I going to do it?
Ow! Marcy, that was my eye! Ow!
He's only doing this match so he can get his kid braces. That's hilarious.
Marcy, that's not how you do a headlock. That's punching me in the head.
I'm sorry. I'm trying my best.
I'm sorry, man.
Ow!
Beat. Okay, here. Let me show you how to do a headlock. So then I get you, and then I grab you around the head, and then...
Yeah. Ow!
I think I'm doing it wrong.
Ow!
I can't breathe.
Ah, my teeth are starting to get loose. Stop it.
Sorry, buddy.
Jeez. Oh,
ow. I'm going to try not to Colin, put you in any Colin,
wrestling.
Why
don't you try putting a headlock on Beat?
How about no?
Get in the car!
First of all.
What was this trend in the late 90s, early 2000s, where every guy tucked in their shirt in the front but left it all loose in the back? What was up with that?
I still do that. It just looks more flattering for my figure.
You're too stupid.
Now listen, you're gonna become a cop and you're gonna be a deputy in Woodsboro and that's it. Jeez, that was a bright shot. Someone's a fan of Sting.
Sting!
Are we sure this? He says he's a fan of Jimmy King, but are we sure he's not more of a fan of Sting?
Sting blew him off, so. He had to go with the next best thing, which was Jimmy King.
Yes. See, if Jimmy King wants to be popular again, he should have to say makeup and just call himself Jimmy Sting.
Oh, fuck it. God damn it, Beat.
Well, yep, that was it. Well, that was it, everyone. I'll see you all later. Great. Bye. Bye.
I'll enjoy watching the rest of this movie without you, Beat, and your bad jokes. What can I say? That's kind of mean.
We won't get ectoplasm done.
Mm. So did anyone else, like, in their bedroom wall growing up, just have, like, wrestlers all over it? Because mine totally
yes.
did.
Well, I used to collect Pro Wrestling Illustrated, so the centerfolds always had, like, a wrestler in there. So I used to take those in. When we had a cottage up on Gibson Lake, my walls were covered.
My bedroom wall was just full of, like, because I used to get all the magazines I could get my hand on. So, like, one half would pretty much be, like, well, actually, it was all spread out, but it was half and half with women and men. So I had my Scott Hall section was like right next to like my bed.
Oh.
Yeah, if anyone didn't know, I was like from Razor Ramon to Scott Hall, that was like, oh my God.
What about Starship Coyote with the big mustache?
Yes. Wouldn't say no to a mustache, right? Yes, if you know me, you can pretty much guess what wrestlers were on my bedroom wall as a teenager.
Don't worry, Mean Gene will give everyone a mustache ride.
Oh, Mean Gene. Oh, ad.
Oh!
1 hour, 18, 17 seconds. Why are you back? Hey, I thought you left.
I was scared and the wolves were after me, so I had to come back.
Oh. Case closed. I think those...
Is that Chris Maloney?
Maybe.
Oh, and we're back.
We're back at 1 hour, 18, 20 seconds.
Next, please.
Let's do some backyard wrestling.
Montage.
What was I even saying? I can't remember. I've lost it.
So basically, like, I like how basically Jimmy King's clothes he's wearing right here looks like the movie's uniform from Clerks 2.
Right? You guys aren't really
Siamese twins, are you? Look at these fucking nerds.
Is it like just every random person just to get their ass kicked by Jimmy King?
Yes. Yeah. Look at this fucking nerd cowboy.
Musical craven nerd.
Oh my god, he looks like Cary Elwes in Oogie Loves.
Oogie Loves, yes.
And don't be surprised if that movie is on this show this year.
Oh, it's a posse tryout.
Who the fuck is that guy?
He's a hoser.
He's a hoser, eh? What is this hillbilly Jim wannabe?
Yes.
It's his kid.
Hi. I'm afraid we really need to tag people who can help us in bank. Oh!
Whoa! They call me
Pretty Kitty. Sable.
I'm pretty sure that's a merkin down there.
It's a Merkin on the boobs as well.
Call me Sally Merkin.
Fuck off. Let me sad trombone you.
All right, I'm going to train all these kids to join my posse.
Yeah, where's the montage music for this shit? I feel ripped off.
Oh, I heard Mersh.
Was that Colin or Mersh?
I think it was Mersh.
No, it was Mersh.
Mersh!
She's in my lap.
Oh, baby girl.
Trying to be disruptive. Lay down. Oh my god, get off the desk.
Oh, I see a tail. She's about to show her butthole. But we have
to have the camera's not down. Well, I got the camera up high, so you probably won't see your butthole. Get down, Mersh.
Mersh and Freddie have got the biggest egos since they won that award.
At least Rocky stays off the show.
Yes.
You can lock Rocky out of your room. I can't be...
Yes.
If I did that with Freddie, within the first minute, he would be barking and scratching at that door and wouldn't stop.
I'm telling you, Marcy, you got to give some tough love.
Look, I need dog relaxants.
Dog relaxants.
Is there dog weed I can give Freddy?
Oh, she's giving him some hibbity-dibbity.
I'll see if there's melatonin. Yeah. I'll see if there's melatonin gummies for dogs.
They make CBD gummies. CBD. We're not gummies. CBD treats for dogs.
Come on. So that relaxes dogs, yeah? Oh, Mersh, right in front of the camera.
Thanks, Mersh.
You're a cutie, Mersh.
Why does David Arquette look like he's forever 12 years old?
He really did. He really looked like he was 12 until at least like 2010.
Yeah. Oh, I heard Mersh again.
Mersh.
She's so loud.
She's a cutie pie.
Come on. Lay in my lap.
She's a good kitty.
Lay down.
Look at that hairy chest of Oliver Platt's.
It's less hairy than your chest, though, isn't it?
It's all gray, so I think he dyes his hair because he's got a gray chest hair.
Yeah, he does.
Okay. I didn't even notice. I wasn't looking that hard.
I noticed these things, Marcy.
I think you really like hairy chested men.
Well, I mean, I am a man with a hairy chest, Marcy, so.
Same.
Same. I want that blanket. Not them using it, but yeah.
You can't just drop her off. She has no clothes on underneath that blanket. Oh!
She gets the blanket.
Of course Scott Card has to show his ass. He did this in Varsity Blues as well.
That is true.
And from the same director, he's like, all right, Scott, I want you to do another movie with me, but we need to see your ass again.
Pretty much. Oh, we're in Vegas. Oh, yeah, yeah. The Royal Bash.
No. Oh, sexy Arnie cheerleaders.
The sexy Andy girls.
Yes. Anastasia taught them well. Oh, no, Cloris Leachman from Beerfest taught them well. It's Sting! No, wait, yeah. No, it's Bill Skarsgård.
Hardly.
No.
Sting pretty much, like, hasn't aged in, like, ever. Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't age too if basically your whole gimmick is just wearing, like, face makeup.
I mean, that is true.
I mean, that's why Kiss are like nearly 100 years old and they still look exactly the same with that
makeup
on.
You know what? That is the secret to forever youth. Paint your fucking face.
Is that what
we're all not doing a shit ton of painkillers.
Well, yeah,
and
too.
Really heavy drugs. And eating.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
David Byrne. Shit. Oh, wait, that's not him.
David Byrne. It's big enough to fit David
Byrne.
That's
the Scott color Cup? Suit Graham just got.
Aww. Weren't there people at AW Revolution dressed as those guys in these suits in the crowd?
I think so.
Pretty sure I saw that.
Were there? That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Scott Card in that suit, he looks like a character out of Dick Tracy.
For real. But I think we were chatting about this.
It's a championship, not a belt.
Yes. According to someone, but we already established they're a piece of shit. Yeah, when we were watching AEW Revolution, we were talking about like our favorite looking championship belts.
Yeah.
Batch, you unfortunately couldn't make that, but what are your favorite belts?
I'm old as dirt, so I like the classic winged belt, the old WWF belt, the Hogan 80s belt.
That's pretty much what we decided on as well.
Cody needs to bring that back.
Yeah. Yeah, because we literally said it was the winged belt, but also the big gold WCW one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The 10 pounds of gold.
Yep, so that's why on the wrestling game, the 2B championships are just like that gold belt with TWO on it.
Nice.
Not ripping off NWO whatsoever.
No.
It's that guy who says ready to rumble a lot.
This dude is going to be on my actor most watched list because of the movies I've watched and he's just happened to be in them.
Michael Buffer, I think that's who it is.
Yep.
Keep your posse on standby.
Keep your posse on standby.
My posse is on standby.
Isn't this a cage match, though?
You are my posse. Oh my god, he did a Jeff Hardy entrance. I said, watch out for the
pyro. And now making his entrance to the It's Mario and Luigi.
My
money's
yoga.
On the professional wrestlers.
I mean, fair.
Time to do some yoga. Ugh,
right. Do DDP yoga. You'll be thankful for it.
I will.
Not how you do DDP yoga, mate.
Oh, my mic fell.
That deserves that. See, I miss when wrestling did ridiculous sets like this.
We just had the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
Did they have a set to match it? No.
It's a cage match.
This is some Vince Russo shit.
Yeah, I can't remember. What is the rule of this match? Do you make your way to the top? Is that what it was? I don't fucking remember.
You have to fight your way through to the top.
Yeah.
The NWA actually had a three-level cage first.
Hmm.
So shit.
It's a thing that doesn't really get done anymore, so it's like, I can't fucking remember how it works.
Well, it's like that time in the WCW where they had, like, two wrestling rings for a pay-per-view once.
That's War Games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it'd be War Games, because you have the two rings, and then when War Games is on, you have the two cages.
Hmm. Hey, you had some cocaine.
Yay. No, DDP's clean. Get out of here. A pussy.
Did somebody say Nicolas Cage? It's me. It's me, Mr. Cage. I'm here. I heard Cage a lot.
Well, are you a wrestler now?
I was almost a wrestler. I was going to star in The Wrestler, but I decided Mickey Rourke would have been better for that role.
I mean, that's fair.
I just heard Cage a lot. But anyway, so I guess since that we're talking about the actual Cage, I'll see you all later. Bye.
The goons.
He got a bit confused. Oh, he's doing the Terry Funk.
Ooh, did somebody say
hell.
Terry Funk?
It's the ghost of Terry Funk.
Yes, wait a minute, sorry. Terry Funk's here with me in the afterlife, so.
That's me, Terry that Funk! You egg-sucking dog! I'm the ghost of Terry Funk!
Now, ghost of Terry Funk, you need to calm down, alright?
Don't tell me what to do, I'll burn you with my vanguard, you son of a bitch!
Listen, like, in the afterlife, you just can't go around and suplex me, all right? I'm still Rosé Sad, so you can't just do that, all right?
Oh, well, look, the face team are here.
Oh!
Take that, too! Shut your goddamn extra
Booker T!
As if Disco Inferno would be in that
team. Put me in this cage match. I got a moonsault off the top of it.
Damn, Terry fucked us in. Terry Funk just hit me with a ghost chair.
I think he hit you with a few ghost ladders as well.
I think so.
Whoa.
But anyways, you know what, Terry Funk? I'm going to use my finisher on you. You know what?
Where's the book in?
You brought this on yourself. That's it. Yeah, Terry Funk, wait for my finisher maneuver. The ectoplasma!
Oh my God! I'm blind! I'm blind! You're blinding me, you son of a dog!
How about a double dose?
My other eye!
How did that hit me in the eye? I'm not there!
Sorry about that, Marcy, but that's an ectoplasma being I am not apologizing for. Terry Funk deserved it. But anyway, I gotta get back. I gotta get back to fighting more of the ghosts of Terry Funk, so I'll see you all later. Bye. Boo.
My mind is on Terry Funk. Hey, brother.
So this is what Dude was doing in his spare time when he was trying to look for ghost face. You could be my brother, Dewey.
You're gonna get hit by a ladder. Fucking hell.
Oh, she's dead.
I thought it was a triple cage match, not a ladder match.
It's an everything match now, Marcy.
Yeah. Come on, King. Oh.
Come on, Canyon. I mean, King.
Look, I have no idea what's gonna go on.
It's so choppy for me. It's just like
Dude, who does he think he is, the Undertaker right now?
Yes.
He's a bunch of Chris Benoit. Yeah.
Oh,
oh shit!
Batch, no! No!
Batch, that was no. So fucking funny.
No, that's not good. No, I don't have a beep sound.
Hold on. Batch, no!
God, that makes me want to strangle my children. Ooh!
This is what I think of those jokes.
I think about our everything jokes. Right now.
Damn, he fucked him up, Calvin Dallas Page. Pussy.
It's Sting!
It's Sting!
That's gotta be Sting!
Jamie O'Barr's gonna sue somebody.
That's right. Hit him with the bat.
Uncalled for.
You're not a man, you're a boy. And oh, I don't love boys.
Add. 1 hour, 34 minutes, and 42 seconds. No, we're not playing that anymore.
That's not encouraging it. And Colin, you stop encouraging it too. We're a sophisticated show.
Since when?
Yeah. Since I'm gonna do a domestic on you both pretty soon.
You just we had a ghost ejaculate all over the ghost of Terry Funk. We are not a sophisticated show.
I mean, that's true, but you should say it. 1 hour 34:52. There we go. Almost finished.
Now, come on, this is not a real wrestling match. Would it be that dark in the crowd?
It depends on your lighting.
Yeah. WCW's in trouble. There's only one side full. The other side, there's no fans.
Yeah, it's WCW. Throw him off the cage. Come on, Mersh.
Again, who does he think he is? The Undertaker?
Yes, he is.
This is why when DDP showed up in WWF back in the day, they're like, you have to stalk the Undertaker's wife. And we're like, this is stupid.
Yeah, they just made him play a rapist.
Ew.
It was weird. And they just... if you want to talk about burying people, they just buried the fuck out of him. It was mean. Ow. Oh.
Yeah, just killed because Vince wanted to punish WCW.
Yeah, and no, fucking awesome.
And he'll never make a DDP yoga now.
He's literally dead.
He hurt his back.
This is why he invented DDP yoga, so he could work out. Yes, the prettiest of all belts.
Yeah. All right, Jimmy King. Yeah, baby.
Oh, what, his parents like him now that he won the title?
Yes.
Was that Jimmy King's parents? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how my mom would be.
They couldn't even get all the butts in the seats here. Fucking hell.
Fucking Shervinator.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, old lady and... every old lady movie.
Mm. Look, you in your Shawn Michaels outfit. Well, technically you did, but that's beside the point.
They're saying the fans make the wrestling bead.
That's right.
The fans do make the wrestling. If we weren't there watching it, no one's going to be wrestling. If there's at least one fan in the crowd, the wrestling match will go on.
It will.
That's right.
Mean Gene.
Was it really, though, Mean Gene?
I mean, it was barely a wrestling match.
It was barely anything.
And Wrestling with Regret gives this pay-per-view 1 star.
Yeah, Dave Meltzer ranked that at like a -2. Gave him a half a star. Booker T, behind you. There he is. That's him right there.
He's got no training.
I'm telling you, David Arquette stars in a wrestling movie, gets into a wrestling match, and he thinks he's going to be the next champion, and he does.
That's right.
It's called Vince Russo booking. He can't hear you, girl.
I heard merch again.
Merch.
She just wants to purr.
She wants to meow and make all the noise.
She's annoyed that I'm in the chair. If I get a new desk chair, I'm going to give her this chair because she's obsessed with it.
I think DDP is plotting his start of DDP yoga. Yeah, but it's a one-time
deal. Right. Come here, purr box.
Dude, why didn't Goldberg wear his normal clothes? Why is he just wrestling?
Why is he in his gear?
Yes.
He called Goldberg that word that we're not supposed to say.
Well, retarded?
He threw him through a... Yeah.
Roll your eyes, my bitch.
We don't say that word anymore.
Yes, we do.
Is that the word he said? I thought he said something.
It's not
meant
in a negative way. No, such censorship of words is bad.
Oh, you can censor some words.
It's intent. It's all about intent.
I mean, if I sat here talking about bleeding out of my private parts once a month for a week, I'm sure you'd want that bleeped out.
Ew.
I don't give a shit. You can talk about that if you totally want to.
That's a different podcast, but...
Yeah.
I'm just proving a point.
Damn, Brian Robbins. Oh.
It's outtakes again.
We get outtakes.
Anus breath.
Booger face. That's a stupid insult.
I mean, to be fair, David Arquette is 12 years old, so those are the only insults he knows.
I'm sad we only got like one little appearance from Macho Man.
Yeah.
It's all right. They only had him for like 15 hours one day.
It was like, excuse me, I got to film a real movie. It's called Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because I got to be on Spider-Man for 3 minutes.
Yeah, 3 minutes.
For 3 minutes. You're going nowhere. Sting. Joking.
Sting was barely in it and he gets a credit.
He got one.
Yeah.
Jimmy King's okay with me.
Oh, Louis Arquette was in this movie.
There you go. I can't stop looking at him. Based on characters from World Championship Wrestling.
It's almost as if this is the WCW equivalent of No Holds Barred, this movie.
Hatch made that How exact same did? Joke 90 WCW minutes ago.
Well, a lot has happened since then.
You jerked off two bananas.
I mean, yes.
And you're both obsessed with talking about wanking emu necks. I don't get it. And that's the end of that movie. And coming up
No
next.
Holds Barred.
No Holds Barred. No Holds Barred.
This is not Wrestler in a Movie Month. We did that already last year.
Yeah, we already did.
Also, Also coming up, Grind, Little Nicky from the same writer as Ready to Rumble, Rollerball, and School for Scoundrels.
Yeah, it's kind of hit and miss with what it's recommending, but yes. That wraps up this week's episode of the Doobie Tuesdays podcast. Thank you, Colin, for picking this movie for us to watch.
I had to. It's a classic. You're welcome.
It is a classic. And yeah, you can find the Doobie Tuesdays podcast at supermarcy.com. And you can check out all the handy links with all the good stuff on there where you can find us and all that stuff at the link tr.ee/the Doobie Tuesdays podcast. And yeah, you just find us on your streaming platforms and give us a like and all that stuff. I'm really bad at the self-promotion. And if you want to find me, I'm Super Marcy literally everywhere. I am Super_Marcy on Letterboxd, and you can see what I rated this movie out of 5. Beat.
Well, people want to find me personally out there on social media. You can find me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Beat Jabide. You can also find all my work over at supermarcy.com, including all the other podcasts that you and I host together, Marcy. And as well as you can listen to my solo show, Beat vs. the Living Dead, and its spinoff show, Beat and Steve vs. Camp Crystal Lake, on all podcast streamers everywhere as well.
And Batch.
I got this. You can find Batchy over on Web Deals, the Spider-Man podcast. I mean, me, Claire and the Anton, number one Spider-Man podcast. Follow Batchy on Popcorn D's Facebook group, as well as Batch Popcorn D, and me and Craven at Popcorn D. Freddy.
Thanks, Freddy.
Oh, mine's so fucking... You want to talk about being bad at self-promotion? Trashpandapodcast.com.
I mean, that's keeping it easy. It. And I now that I've logged this film in my Letterboxd, my most watched actors for this year so far, coming in at number 5 is Michael Buffer.
Nice.
Yes.
That's literally because I watched every single Rocky movie this year. And yeah. Plus this one, right. So moved him up now. And yeah, that's it from us. And we'll see you next Tuesday, everybody, with my pick. And stay tuned because it's going to be a classic.
Yep, definitely. Definitely.
Bye-bye.
Sweet.
See you next Tuesday, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Buenos nachos.
Gordy, I didn't know you spoke Spanish. Are you fluent?
No. I feel fine.
Gordy and Sean had dead-end jobs.
People always said I was a dreamer, an idiot, and a waste of life, and I will never amount to anything.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
No luck with the ladies.
Brittany, let's go out again. We'll talk about me and you.
Dude, you're in there.
And no one to look up to.
Freeze!
Your sister shot her first perp today.
That's nice, Gabby.
But at least they had a hero.
Jimmy King is the greatest wrestler of all time.
Wrestling's fake.
Wrestling's not fake!
Down goes Jimmy King!
Oh my God, a four-post massacre! No one can survive this! This isn't even a pay-per-view!
Would that be raw sewage I'm smelling?
They kind of always like that smell.
Now, these dreamers...
Me and my associate, we're on a quest to find King.
It's him!
King!
...will go to any lengths...
Please, crowd!
Oh, no! Yeah. Oh, that was great!
...and do whatever it takes...
We got a friend. He's gonna get you a trainer.
Everybody knows wrestling's fake.
...to put their king...
Do I feel fine?
...back on his throne.
Any match, any time! The Steel Cage! Steel Cage wins!
Whoa, man! Whoa!
It's done! Bring it on!
We are... Ready to Rumble!
You chicks rock!
Ready to rumble.